On today's show, we take the all-new Camaro out on the track, the television networks ignore the Indy 500, and Toyota claims it has a breakthrough in fuel cell technology. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily for May 18th of 2015. Detroit's automakers have made impressive progress since the Great Recession of 2008-2009, but they still lag badly in one area, how they work with their suppliers. An annual supplier survey conducted by the company Planning Perspectives shows that supplier relationships are getting worse at GM, Ford, and FCA. The same goes for Nissan and Volkswagen. Meanwhile, suppliers say they love working with BMW, Toyota, and Honda. We'll have more details about this study coming up later when we post an interview I did with the president of Planning Perspectives. If any of you work for any of the purchasing departments at an automaker or supplier, you're going to want to watch this interview. We're going to rate each VP of purchasing in terms of their effectiveness. German supplier ZF, or ZF, however you want to say it, just officially completed its takeover of the supplier TRW Automotive. The two companies first signed an agreement last year, but now all the regulatory hurdles are cleared. The merger will result in the second largest automotive supplier in the world, second only to Bosch. ZF, which specializes in transmissions, was interested in TRW's electronic safety and steering systems, especially as these relate to connected and autonomous cars. TRW will be incorporated into ZF under a new division called Active and Passive Safety Technology. And we'll be back with more right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Toyota says it's discovered a breakthrough that could allow it to develop more efficient and durable fuel cell stacks. Along with the Japan Fine Ceramics Center, the automaker has created a new technique that allows it to observe the behavior of platinum particles during chemical reactions in fuel cells. Platinum is essential to creating electricity in fuel cells, but it's expensive and scarce. After time, the platinum degrades through a process called coarsening, which can now be observed thanks to these new techniques. So engineers can now try to find the root cause of coarsening, which will help them create more efficient fuel cells. They call it the greatest spectacle in racing, but you'd be hard-pressed to know who's in the field for this year's Indianapolis 500. Due to bad weather and a series of safety-related delays, there was zero coverage of qualifying for Indy on any of the major TV networks. Most sports programs never even mentioned it, but we are here to fix that. Scott Dixon, driving for Team Ganassi, powered to the pole position with a Chevy engine at a speed just over 226 miles an hour. In fact, Chevrolet engines took five of the top six qualifying positions. However, three cars using the Chevy Aero package flipped over in accidents during practice, and that could prove to be a wild card during the race. So Honda is by no means out of contention. And the 500 will run this coming Sunday. Coming up next, we get our first drive in the all-new Camaro, and here's a bit of a teaser. It's better than we thought it would be.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Yesterday afternoon, Chevrolet unveiled the all-new 2016 Camaro at an event on Detroit's Belle Isle. While instantly recognizable as a Camaro, we had no problem telling this was the new car. You might think that size was the most noticeable difference. The 2016 Camaro is based on the Cadillac ATS platform, and it's about 2 inches shorter and 1 inch narrower than the previous Camaro. but it's the new styling cues that really set this car apart, from the front and rear fascias to the DLO, or daylight opening, and the new lighting signature. We even see nods at Malibu and Impala in the U-shaped hood, and at Cadillac with the vertical running lights on the lower bumper. Base models will now come with a 2-liter turbo 4-cylinder engine, which is good for 30 miles per gallon on the highway, and an all-new 3.6-liter V6 is also available. The top-of-the-line SS packs a 6.2-liter V8 under the hood. Two new transmissions are featured, an 8-speed automatic and a 6-speed manual, which is lighter and we found to be more precise than the Eisen unit that it replaces. Another area that's perhaps more instantly recognizable as the 2016 model is the new, more modern interior. Chevy set out to make it look minimalistic so the driver can focus on driving while still having all the technologies of a modern car. Many of the functions can be seen and controlled through the instrument cluster, and one neat trick used to reduce dash space is that the temperature control is now located on the bezel around the air vent, which can be adjusted by twisting it. The event kicked off with GM product guru Mark Reuss talking about how the new, smaller, lighter, and stiffer body of the 2016 Camaro creates a much different driving dynamic than the previous car. It's nearly 200 pounds lighter in some cases and over 28% more rigid. But was Mark Reuss really telling the truth? Well, of course he was. Chevy allowed us out on the track that set up for the Detroit Belle Isle Grand Prix in a few weeks. First, we jumped into the 2015 model just to get a feel, then went immediately into the 2016. We could feel a difference in the first 50 feet of driving. Precision was the key. Everything from the steering to the handling of the suspension and the previously mentioned manual transmission was more smooth than ever before. All we can say is this is a really good car, and it's going to be fascinating to see how consumers react. Hey, we got another great Autoline After Hours coming up this week. It'll be a fast and loud episode with Discovery's Hot Rod King, Richard Rawlins, who's joining us from his Dallas garage. In honor of his appearance, we're giving away 3 autographed copies of his new book, Fast and Loud, Blood, Sweat, and Beers. And there's several ways for you to win a book. For instance, you'll get 3 entries if you're a Twitter subscriber and 1 entry for simply watching a YouTube video. In all, there are 6 ways to win a book, so follow the link in the show notes or simply visit autoline.tv. And just a reminder, winners must have a U.S. mailing address. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and tomorrow we'll be back with the latest in automotive news.